You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I have the faith coach in the Be Inspired Cafe. I'm telling you, you definitely want to stick around for what she has to share. It's going to uplift you, encourage you, and of course, inspire you. But before we get into that, I want to share with you guys something so simple today, but I think it's so necessary in order for you to start seeing the results in your life that you know are possible for you. So I was in the middle of listening to a powerful message, and don't get me wrong, I was paying attention. But in the middle of that message, I looked down and my Bible happened to be open to Luke, and it was the story of the talents. And every time I get to this story, it just opens my eyes and encourages me like nothing else ever could. And so I just want to share with you guys the message behind that. And basically it says to be faithful over little so that you can be ruler over much. So often we're looking for new opportunities, we're looking for all of these great new things to come into our lives, but we're not taking care of what's already in our hands. So I just want to encourage you today. I share this so often, but you can never hear it enough. If you are looking for improvement in any area of your life, it is vital that you start taking care of whatever is already in your hands. If you are looking to reach more people, start loving the people that are in your circle. If you can't embrace and pray for and love your own family behind closed doors, you will never be able to see true success outside of those doors. If you can't take care of your little car right now, you can never expect to see something more placed in your hands. And I'm talking about the type of blessing where there's no burden added to it. So I just wanted to remind you guys of that today, to start maximizing every single thing that has been placed in your hands. Because when you do that, you will soon see a promotion. And not only am I talking to you guys, I feel like I need to go clean my car out right now. But I will not hold you up any longer, because I am ready for you guys to get the drops of wisdom that the faith coach Shirley Hubbard shared in the Be Inspired Cafe. So welcome with me, faith coach and personal development coach, Shirley Hubbard.
Welcome, welcome you all into the Be Inspired Cafe. I am so excited. You know, I always say I'm excited, but I'm so excited about our special guest today, because if you are in a place right now where you are struggling, trying to figure out how do you marry your purpose with your passion, or how do you even know if your passion is your purpose? How do you step out into your calling? How do you become clear on what your calling is? We are talking about all of that and so much more with my special guest today, Shirley Hubbard, who is the queen of purpose and passion, and she is a faith coach. Shirley, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Erica?
I am doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, and I know that you're going to bring some great information. So if y'all are listening right now, definitely grab your notepad, because I think Shirley's going to give you some nuggets that you can take away. So, Shirley, I want to jump right in. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us just a little bit about yourself for those who may not have come in contact with you.
Okay. Well, I am, as Erica said, I am Shirley Hubbard, and I am a personal development and faith coach. I am also the founder of the Walking on Water Faith Academy, where I show women how to discover their purpose, how to move past, how to get out of their comfort zones, how to move past fear, and how to boldly step out in faith so that they can live the lives that they were born to live. I am also the author of a 7-day devotional titled God Hears Your Stuff, and it is an amazing book about my journey and trusting God's process for my life. My ultimate goal in life, my purpose in life, is to help women become the women that they know they were born to be.
You see what I mean, you guys? I'm telling you, that was just the introduction. So Shirley, and by the way, I have started reading God Hears Your Stuff, and I'm telling you all, we're going to tell you all about how you can get connected with it at the end of the call, at the end of this interview today, but I'm telling you, definitely want to get your hands on that. So Shirley, tell me this. Your story is so powerful. Like, you have a story of overcoming, and just moving beyond your obstacles, I just can't even believe. Like, when you tell women that you're going to help them with their purpose, it's not from a cliche way where you've never been through anything. So can you tell us just a little bit about, I would say, what's one of the biggest obstacles that you faced and how were you able to overcome it?
Well, Erica, when it comes to walking in my purpose, I think the biggest thing that I had to overcome was the fact that my parents divorced when I was really, really young. And because they divorced and I feel like, you know, my mom was so unhappy, I found myself trying to make her happy. So my life kind of sort of just revolved around what she wanted for me. So I went to the school that she wanted me to go to. I married the man she wanted me to marry. I worked on a job that she wanted me to work on. And can I just say it was a miserable existence because I was not living my life for myself. I was living my life for someone else. And so because I love my mom dearly, the biggest obstacle I had to overcome was to not live my life for her. Like, I had to get to a point in my life where, let's just say, I had to take my life back. I mean, everything that I did revolved around my mom and my children, and it was a miserable existence. And when I say miserable, I mean I got up every morning at 5 o'clock, spent some time with God, got the kids ready for school, prepared breakfast, went to work. I was in school, so I went to school. And it was just like the same old mundane thing.
Yes.
And so I had to get some courage to, like, really take my life back and decide that this is not what God has purposed me to do. God did not purpose me to live my life for my mom. And so I had to snatch that back. And so that meant me saying no to my mom sometimes when she wanted me to take a certain direction. It meant me having the courage to say, no, mom, that is not what I'm purposed to do. And so that was challenging, but my mom, she supports me in everything that I do now. So one of my biggest obstacles was overcoming being able to say, no, mom, that I'm not going to be able to do that. And then being able to overcome the fear of telling my story, because I think you said you had started reading my book, so you know some of my story, and being able to tell that story without the fear of being judged. So I, too, had to move past fear in order to begin to walk in purpose.
You know, I love it, Shirley, because I feel like we all come to a place, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this. We come to that place where we have to make those tough decisions. I was watching a video basically that called it being ruthless. You're going to have to be ruthless with some people that you love, because if not, if you make these decisions to please them, you're doing it to the detriment of your own purpose and your own calling, and you'll never be able to step out. But one thing that you said that's so powerful to me is the people that love you, the same way that you just say your mom still supports you, those people that are really meant to be there for the journey, those people that really, really care about you, they are not going to walk away just because you do what you know you've been called to do. If they walk away, they weren't meant to be there for the journey. So,
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that's encouraging. Tell me this, going this a little deeper, like you share there are parts of your story, and I know I can relate to that. I've shared with many people, some of you may know, just the toxic, abusive relationship that I left and it being published on the front page of my local newspaper. And I was so hurt, embarrassed and everything, Shirley, because I didn't want everyone to know my story like that. But then I had to embrace it because so many women reached out to me that were going through something so similar that I was blown away, you know, by how helpful it was. So how has that been for you, opening up more about your story, and what type of responses have you received since being more transparent about what you've had to personally overcome?
Oh, it's been amazing. It has been such an amazing journey to get an email and say, where a person is saying, I went through this. Your book is just what I need at this time in my life. Or I saw a video that you were in, and it was just what I needed because I'm going through this now. And to be able to be used as a vessel for God, oh my gosh, it's such an amazing feeling that God counted me worthy. I know a lot of times we feel like, you know, when we're going through things, we don't understand why God permitted this horrible thing to happen, you know, in our lives. I know in my book, I talk about how my daughter got pregnant when she was 12 years old. And here I am, a single parent, and I was working two jobs at the time, trying to make ends meet, so I wasn't at home with her in the evenings. And I didn't understand why God permitted that to happen. But then when I see, when I tell my story and other people can relate to it and they look at it and they say, you know what, she survived that and the miracle that God worked, and we never had to buy anything for that child up until she was a year old. God just worked it out that way.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to be able to share that with other people and have them to be able to relate to it and show them that even when you're going through your trials and tribulations that God permits to happen in your life, that God is right there with you. And if you will stand in faith, that he'll see you through. Because that's just the kind of God that he is. When I found out my 12-year, I thought I was the worst parent in the world. How do you let your 12-year-old daughter get pregnant? How do you allow that to happen? And then all these questions went through my mind. How am I going to take care of another kid? And we contemplated adoption and all these things. I contemplated in getting rid of the kid. But God said, no, you know, it's not going down like that. So just to be able to share that openly without the fear of being judged, but that people need to hear your story, because things that we go through in our lives, Erica, these things are not for us. We have been called for a purpose, and everything that you go through in your life is so that God can get the glory in it. No, you don't understand it while you're going through it, but once God brings you out victoriously on the other side, you see that your story has a purpose.
Wow, Shirley. Like, I always tell women this, it's not about me. Like, it's not about you. Mm-hmm. So often we can get stuck. Like, it frustrates me. Like, it honestly frustrates me when I meet people and they say, well, you know, I know I need to be doing this. I know I could help this demographic of people, but I'm scared, or I'm not ready, or I'm whatever, fill in the blank of the excuse that is keeping them back. And I have to remind them, there are people waiting for you to step out. There are people who will not, they're not going to get to their destiny. They're not going to, or they'll get there, but it's going to be a delay because you didn't do what you know you've been called to do. So Shirley, I'm just over here like, if y'all are listening right now, you have not leaned a little closer to find out how you can connect with Shirley, this is the time to do so. I want to know, how can those listening get their hands on your book to take this 7-day challenge, to be a part of this 7-day devotional? How can they get a copy of your book? And what's the best way that they can connect with you online, on social media, and all those other good things?
The book is actually available on Amazon.com. And again, it's titled God Hears Your Stuff. It's a 7-day devotional. It's not your typical devotional because I share a lot of my story in that book. And there are actually, there's an area for you to document your journey while you're going through the devotional. So it's when Erica says that it's a journey because I am actually taking you on a seven day journey to increase your faith and show you how to trust God's process for your life. So you can get that on Amazon.com, and you can also reach out to me on ShirleyHubbard.com. And if you want to send a quick email, you can email me at info@ShirleyHubbard.com. You can message me on Facebook at Shirley Hubbard. I have a fabulous group called Faith and the City, where there are a group of women who are there to support each other on the faith walk. So just any one of those platforms, you can reach out to me.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm in Faith and the City, just putting it out there. What I'm going to do, because Shirley has agreed, and I'm so excited about this, she's agreed to help. Not just telling you guys what she has out there, but she has agreed to give away some complimentary, as she says, she does self-development and faith coaching. So Shirley's giving away some complimentary sessions to the Be Inspired listeners, just to you all, and these are limited. There's only a few that she can give away. So what I need you to do, there is a link if you're listening to this on the website, if you are on, you know, my Facebook page, no matter where you're watching this, there is a link that is featured on this interview. And you want to follow this link or go directly over to ShirleyHubbard.com and reach out to her. But I'm going to post a link where you can get connected with Shirley so that you can schedule your complimentary session if you are ready to step into your calling, if you're ready to move beyond those obstacles that have been keeping you back. Shirley, you're so generous. I so appreciate you for one, offering something of that magnitude to the Be Inspired listeners. I greatly appreciate your generosity.
I appreciate you having me on Be Inspired, Erica. It's such a pleasure talking with you.
You the same. Well, you thank you again, Shirley, for being in the Be Inspired Cafe. You guys make sure that you get connected. She is Shirley Hubbard, and all her information is available online at ericalatrice.com. And you guys remember to make today amazing because it is definitely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.